我们早上有提到说，我们人很容易啊，从一个问题出来，却又进入另一个问题里头。
In the morning, I mentioned that it's very easy for us as human beings to come out from a problem, but then go into another one.
我们离开了问题，我们应该进入主耶稣里头。
When we leave our problem behind, we should enter our Lord.
这样子我们才能够真正的解决我们的问题。
And this is the only true solution to our problems.
那我们这个进入主耶稣里头啊，我们必须要有不改变的信心。
And when we enter into our Lord Jesus, we have to have unchangeable faith.
啊，也就是我们要有一个完全的信心。
And that is, we have to have a complete faith.
我们在生活当中，我们一定有过那种完全的啊，这个完全的信心。
And in our daily life, we should have this kind of complete faith.
啊，我们要记得它啊，然后想办法怎么来维持这种不变的信心。
And we have to keep on reminding us how to not remain unchanged.
当我们讲到对神完全的相信，有时候啊，人家也会说你很迷信。
And sometimes when we mention that we have to completely trust God, some people may think that we are very superstitious.
啊，是的，如果我们稍不留意，在信仰生活当中，有时候我们真的是有点迷啊，我们真的是迷信。
And sometimes, we might become superstitious if we are not very careful.
所以我们先来谈一下啊，在怎样的情形，并不是完全的信心，而是迷信。
And so we're going to talk about in what circumstances that we're being superstitious rather than having complete faith.
常常是我们误用了神给我们的应许。
And a lot of times, it is because we have misused the promises given by God to us.
常常是因为我们曲解了神的应许。
And sometimes because we forgot the promises God gave to us.
我们那个曲解哈，扭曲了哈，扭曲了神的应许。
I'm sorry. Sometimes we misinterpret the promises God gave to us.
我们请来参考撒母记上第四章。
Let's just look at 1 Samuel. Chapter
第四章。
Chapter 4.
撒母记上第四章第三节。
1 Samuel chapter 4 verse 3.
第三节，百姓回到营里，以色列的长老说，神今日为何使我们败在非利士人面前呢？我们不如将神的耶柜从示罗抬到我们这里来，好在我们中间救我们脱离敌人的手。
Verse 3, when the soldiers returned to camp, the elders of Israel asked, Why did the Lord bring defeat upon us today before the Philistines? Let us bring the Ark of the Lord's Covenant from Shiloh, so that it may go with us and save us from the hand of our enemies.
以色列人跟非利士人征战，结果以色列人败了。
The Israelites were fighting with the Philistines, and they were defeated by them.
因为在那个啊，在那个时候，非利士人是比以色列人还要强盛。
Because at that time, the Philistines were much stronger than the Israelites.
所以这个以色列人他们就在检讨说，那我们为什么会？为什么会打败仗？我们应该如何
？And therefore, the Israelites were trying to think about why they were defeated and how can they win.
他们就有人说，是因为我们没有把耶柜抬出去。
And some of them thought that because they did not bring out the Ark of the Covenant.
所以因为没有抬耶柜出去，所以没有神的同在。
And therefore, because they did not bring out the Ark of the Covenant, therefore God was not with them.
没有神的同在，就没有神的帮助。
And because God was not with them, therefore He could not help them.
所以我们就败在非利士人的面前。
And that was the cause of their defeat.
第四节。
Verse 4.
于是百姓打发人到示罗，从那里将坐在两基路伯上万军之神的耶柜抬来，以利的两个儿子何弗尼、非尼哈与神的耶柜同来。
Verse 4, so the people sent men to Shiloh, and they brought back the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord Almighty, who is enthroned between the cherubim, and Eli's sons, two sons, Hophni and Phinehas were there with the Ark of the Covenant of God.
结果大家都同意这样的一个看法。
And so everybody agreed with this proposal.
敌人还在眼前。
And even though the enemies were in front of them.
所以这是一个非常紧急的时刻。
And this is a time of crisis.
所以他们赶紧的将耶柜抬到这个战争的地方来。
And therefore they hurry up and bring the Ark of the Covenant to the battle place.
一时之间他们得到很大的鼓舞。
And they were very encouraged.
但是事实上他们还是打了败仗。
But in fact, they were also defeated that time.
在他们的心目当中，神就是在这个耶柜的上面有一个看不见的宝座，神就是坐在那个宝座上。
And that was because in their heart they believed that God was seated, on the throne in on the ark.
是的，这个耶柜代表着神的临在，神的同在。
Indeed, the ark represents the abidance with God.
神也曾经在这个耶柜借着这个耶柜来在百姓的当中来彰显他的荣光，他的荣耀。
And also, before God have used this ark to reveal His glory among the Israelites.
所以在他们的心目中，耶柜这时候变成耶柜，就等于神的同在。
So at that point, the Israelites thought that the ark equals God.
那抬出耶柜来，这是一种方法。
And they used the method of bringing out the ark.
他们现在变成相信这个方法。
And they believe in this method.
事实上，主要相信的对象不是耶柜，而是神。
But in reality, they should have believed in God instead of the ark.
那他们现在是认为说，有了耶柜就有了神。
But at that point, they believe when they have the ark, they have God.
其实他们为什么能够拥有神？
But why that they can have God with them?
就在他们遵守神的吩咐的时候。
And that is when they follow the commandments of God.
在他们敬畏神的时候。
When they fear God.
神就在他们当中，神跟他们同在。
Then God will be among them.
并不是因为有耶柜，所以才有神的同在。
Not because they have the ark, then God will be with them.
有时候我们的信仰生活也会好像以色列人对待耶柜这样子。
In our spiritual life, sometimes we're like Israelites.
我们再请参考约翰福音第五章。
Let us look at John chapter 5.
这是新约的一个例子。
And this is an example from the New Testament.
有一次主耶稣他刻意的来到一个患重病的人面前。
There was one time, Lord Jesus came before a man with very serious illness.
这里描写说这个人他已经病了38年。
And here it mentions that this person was sick for 38 years.
一个病了38年的人，他一定是非常的脆弱，一定非常的软弱。
And he must be really weak after 38 years of illness.
他跟其他的一些有病的人呢，都在一个池子的旁边。
And together with some other people with physical illness, they were all sitting right next to a pool.
那为什么这些有病的人他们在那里呢？
And why did all these people sitting there?
因为他们都相信一件事情。
Because they all believe in one thing.
就是那个池子的水有时候会搅动。
And that is sometimes the water in the pool may move.
照他们的传说是天使下来搅动那个池子的水。
And through myth, they believe that sometimes the angels would stir the water, that's why it moved.
而那个被搅动的水呢，有医病的功效。
And the moving water has the power of healing sicknesses.
那但是呢，是要第一个跳进水里的，他才得到医治。
But only the first person who get into the water could be healed.
所以很多人等在那里。
And therefore, a lot of people waited there.
大家都希望我是水动的时候，我第一个跳进去。
Everyone hoped that they would be the first person to jump inside when the water moved.
真的，很多时候人是这么的无助。
And sometimes we are this helpless.
那这个人已经病了38年。
And this person was ill for 38 years.
他很不可能第一个跳下水。
It was impossible for him to be the first one who got into the water.
但是啊，他跟别人一样 也是等在那里。
Yet he was waiting there together with everybody else.
啊，他虽然没有什么希望，但是呢，他还是想要好好的活下去。
And even though he didn't have much hope, he still wanted to be able to live.
啊，所以主耶稣他是知道人的心。
Therefore, we know that Lord Jesus knows the hearts of people.
啊，所以主耶稣在约翰福音五章第六节。
And therefore, in John chapter 5, verse 6,
这个主耶稣呢，他就来到他面前，就问他说：“你要痊愈吗？”
And Lord Jesus came before him and asked him, "Do you want to get well?"
第七节
，verse 7,
病人回答说：“先生，水冻的时候，没有人把我放在池子里；我正气的时候，就有别人比我先下去。”
Verse 7, he replied, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I'm waiting to get in, someone else goes down and ahead of me.
啊，这是让人很心酸的一个回答，一个很绝望的回答。
And that was a very sad response.
啊，他明明知道他不可能第一个跳下水。
This person knew very well he could not be the first one to get in.
啊，但是他还是在那边等候机会。
And yet he still waited there for an opportunity to come up.
啊，真的。很多的时候，很多的人，他们真的是很辛苦的在过日子。
A lot of people, you know, lead their life very difficultly.
啊，那所以啊，主耶稣愿意来怜悯这一个人。
And the Lord wants to help him.
这个人他一直只认为说，只有这个方法。
And this person believed that only this method would heal him.
那应该也是有真的有这样的事情，有人跳下水得医治。
There must be some cases where people jump into the water and they got healed.
哦，那这是一个很没有根据的一种方法。
And this method was formed without much basis.
哦，就好像我们在生活当中，我们有时候体验了神的一种神的特别的恩典。
And this is similar to some experiences we have from the Lord.
哦，就是这种不是方法的方法，那我们却因为这样子解决了问题或得着了恩典。
Sometimes we solved our problem with methods that have not much basis.
哦，其实很多的时候，在那个情况之下，其实我们是那种求靠神的心是很强烈的，是很完全的。
And at those times, our heart to rely on God must be really strong.
哦，那神他怜悯我们。
And God has mercy on us.
哦，所以那一种很不是方啊，就是说不合理的方法，那也让我们因为这样而得了恩典。
And even though we use some very unreasonable method, he led us to have our problem solved.
啊，比如说我们或许听过见证，有人在很悲伤、很绝望的时候。
And in some testimonies, we've heard that when people go through some very difficult times.
啊，他就默祷或者祷告之后呢，他就随便把圣经翻一页，随便指一个经节。
After much prayer, they flipped open the Bible.
啊，因为他实在不晓得该怎么办。
Because they didn't know what else to do.
啊，因为也没有人能够给他一个很好的答案。
And no one else could give them good answers.
啊，他就用这样翻了几个经节之后呢，啊，真的每一个经节都感动他，每一个经节都让他对，都让他能够啊，这个得到问题的解决。
And they read through several verses that they got, and they feel like every verse applies to them and helped them to solve their problems.
哦，其实是这个方法让他得到恩典吗
？And did they use this method to obtain grace?
哦，其实不是的，其实是在乎他那一个在那一个时刻里头，他是那么的仰望神，那么的要全心的来依靠神。
And it's because that at that point they were able to rely on God and trust God.
哦，所以很有可能有人曾经真的很信靠神啊，神怜悯他，借着这样来医治了他。
So, like for this example here in John, it might be because their heart was relying on God, and therefore God used this method to heal them.
哦，但是这样的事情却变 被普遍化了。
But these incidents were used across the board.
啊，变成这就是一个得医治的方法。
And it changed to a method of getting healed.
啊，并不是在于说那个让他好的神的那对神的那个啊那个信心。
But not that the emphasis was on the trust of God.
啊，所以第八节。
So in verse 8,
第八节，耶稣对他说，起来，拿你的褥子走吧。
Then Jesus said to him, get up, pick up your mat and walk.
第九节，那人立刻痊愈，就拿起褥子来走了。
Verse 9, at once the man was cured, he picked up his mat and walked.
啊，结果让这个人啊，大大的惊讶。
And this person was astonished.
啊，他并没有在水动的时候第一个跳下水。
He was not the first one who jumped into the water when it moved.
但是他的病得着了医治。
But his sickness was healed.
主耶稣打破他的这一个迷信。
And Lord Jesus have got rid of his superstition.
所以不是在于那个方法，而是在于对神的信心。
And therefore, the focus should not be the method of healing, but on the trust in God.
那当然在圣经里头，对某一些事情也有特别的指示，一定要这么做。
And of course, there were different ways that the Bible has instructed to do certain things.
比如说我们赦罪的洗礼。
For example, the baptism for the remission of sins.
圣经很清楚地讲到，只有一种洗礼。
The Bible clearly mentioned there was only one method.
所以我们要照着圣经这样的指示来施行洗礼。
And therefore, we have to follow the methods described in the Bible.
但是同时不能够忽略的是对神的相信。
But in the same time, we should not neglect our trust in God.
不是只在于说照着圣经的指示的那个方法完全照着做。
And not just only follow the instructions laid out in the Bible.
所以通常在洗礼之前，我们一定要把这个洗礼的道理要讲清楚。
That's why we always have to explain very clearly the teachings of baptism.
相信神所给我们的，相信这个神的这个赦罪的恩典。
That we have to believe that the mercy of God to remit.For the remission of sins.
所以对神完全的信心绝对不是这一种这种迷信的这一些这一些举动。
Therefore, our faith in God should not be a superstitious, superstitions.
在圣经里头，比如说这个摩西做了一个铜蛇。
In the Bible, it mentioned that Moses made a copper snake.
在他们走旷野路当中，有一次他们悖逆神。
And there was one time, they did not follow God's command, as they were walking through the wilderness.
所以有灾害临到他们当中。
And therefore disasters came upon them.
就是有一种有毒的蛇在他们当中来咬他们。
And they were bitten by poisonous snakes.
那摩西造了一个铜蛇，举得高高的，被咬的人望那个铜蛇。就得平安。
And Moses made the copper snake, and he held it up, and people who got bitten when they saw the snake, they were comforted.
以后这个铜蛇也变成好像偶像一样。
And but then this copper snake became like an idol.
所以到西西家王的时候呢，就把这个铜蛇把它毁坏掉。
And therefore they destroyed the snake later on.
所以是这样子的。我们在信仰的道路上面。我们稍微不谨慎的话，有时候我们真的也会落入这种迷信的作为。
And therefore, in our journey of faith, if we're not careful enough, then we might become superstitious.
那这样，我们知道什么是迷信之后，我们来谈完全的信心。
Now we know what is superstitious, then we will going to talk about what is complete faith.
第一个就是对神的应许，清楚的知道而且相信。
And the first one is to know clearly and believe the promises made by God.
我们请看民数记十三章。
Let us look at Numbers chapter 3.
十三章。
Chapter 13.
13:30.
Numbers chapter 13, verse 30.
加勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说：“我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。”
Verse 30. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it."
以色列人第一次来到这个迦南地的旁边。
And this is the first time the Israelites came to the land of Canaan.
他们这一趟这么辛苦的旅程，就是为了进入迦南地，得着迦南地。
And went through this very difficult journey, only to hope that they can enter the land of Canaan.
已经来到旁边了，已经可以进去了。
Now they're about to go in.
但是他们突然发现说，住在那里的人城墙高大，而且人也非常凶猛。
They just realized that the people who lived there has really high city walls, and they were also very strong.
他们必须面对征战。
And they have to face battle.
他们所面对的看起来是很强盛的敌人。
And they were facing very strong enemies.
所以就有人开始在犹疑着是不是要进迦南地。
So therefore, some people were hesitating on whether they should go in the land of Canaan.
那事实上，这个是神很清楚给他们的应许。
But this promise was given very clearly by God to them.
所以神让他们从埃及地能够出来。
So that God could bring them out from Egypt.
在一路上，神也一直在带领他们，保护他们。
And God has led them and protected them throughout the whole journey.
所以得着迦南地，这个是神很清楚给他们的应许。
And this promise of having Canaan was very clearly given to them.
虽然看起来眼前是充满着困难。
And even though it seems like there were a lot of difficulties ahead of them.
那么加勒跟耶稣亚他们是有这个不变的信心。
But Caleb and Joshua had unchanging faith.
因为他们知道神的应许，而且是相信神的应许。
Because they know the promises of God and they believed it.
所以加勒他说我们进去，我们一定能够得胜。
And that was why Caleb said that they should go up and they will take possession of the land.
这就是一种完全的信心。
And this is a complete faith.
神给我们的应许，他通常都是会很清楚的。
The promises given by God were mostly very clear.
所以我们就要能够抓住神的应许，而且相信。
And so we should be able to hold on to it and believe it.
我们再跳过来看民数记14:24。
Let us look at Numbers chapter 14.
24节。
Verse 24.
唯独我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就把他领进他所去过的那地。他的后裔也必得那地为业。
Verse 24, but because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land he went to, and his descendants will inherit it.
这里神说，加勒这一个人，他是专一的跟从神。
And here it mentions that Caleb followed him wholeheartedly.
所以呢，神再一次的应许他，他一定能够进入迦南地，一定能够在那里得到土地。
And therefore, God promised him again that he will go into the land that of Canaan, and his descendants will inherit it.
真的经过了大约40年，加勒他真的进入了迦南地。
And indeed, after about 40 years, Caleb went into the land of Canaan.
但在这一段的时间里头呢，他还是一样，他专心的跟从神。
And during this whole time, he was wholeheartedly following God.
他跟这些以色列人一起在旷野上遇到许许多多的困难。
And he encountered much difficulty together with the Israelites in the wilderness.
但是他对神的应许，他一直保持着相信。
But he continued to trust in the promises given by God.
虽然在旷野路上遇到这么多的困难跟危险。
And even though they encountered much difficulties.
但是他对神的应许，他没有怀疑。
But he did not have any doubts about the promises made by God.
我们再请看罗马书第八章。
Let us look at Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章二十八节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 28.
二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Verse 28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his promise, to his purpose.
什么叫做完全的信心？
And what is the complete faith?
就像保罗他有这样的认识跟相信。
And just like the understanding that Paul had.
他说万事都互相效力。
And he said that all things works for the good of those who love God.
在我们生活当中，在我们所遭遇的发生在我们身上的每一件事情。
And we know that everything that happens to us.
我们都相信它有它的必要性，有它的意义。
That we believe that it, there is good in all of those.
纵然我们还不明白。
Even though we cannot understand.
我们所要紧的是，我们是不是一个爱神的人。
The most important thing is do we still love God?
我们常常是很在意什么事情发生在我身上，为什么发生在我身上。
Sometimes we focus a lot like whether certain things happen to us and why it happened to us.
其实我们真正要去留意的是我是不是一个爱神的人。
But in fact, we should pay attention to whether we are a person who loves God.
完全的信心就是常常去问自己，我是不是一个爱神的人。
And having a complete faith means that we often have to ask ourselves whether we loved God.
而相信只要我是一个爱神的人，凡事都有他的意义跟目的在里头。
And believe that when we are a person who love God, then all things has its own goodness.
那我们当然也能够像这些古圣徒体验到说神叫我们得着益处。
And if that's the case, then we would be able to like the people in the olden times that we can find purposes and all things happen to us.
什么叫做完全的信心？
And what is complete faith?
请看彼得后书第三章。
Let us look at 2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书三章第九节。
2 Peter verse 3, chapter 3 verse 9.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Verse 9, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, yes, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
很多的时候我们也真的都知道神的应许是什么。
And a lot of times we know very well what are the promises of God.
只是我们觉得说那个应许怎么没有实现。
But then we feel, how come the promises were not realized?
我们在怀疑神的这个单言。
And we question God.
第十节。
Verse 10.
但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日必大有响声晦气，有行止的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
Verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare.
神最大的应许之一就是主耶稣的再来。
One of the biggest promises given by God was the second coming of Christ.
那一直到现在这件事情还没有实现。
And this this promises has not been realized up to now.
但是第十节告诉我们说它是一定会实现的。
But in verse 10, it tells us that it will certainly happen.
十一节。
Verse 11.
这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔。
Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives.
这里说要紧的不是说主耶稣什么时候再来。
And here it mentioned that it is not important for us to know when Lord Jesus will come again.
我们相信这个应许，主耶稣他一定会再来。
We need to believe that Lord Jesus will come again.
要紧的是我们应该 怎样来追求圣洁，怎样来过着敬虔的生活。
But yet more importantly, we ought to live holy and godly lives.
哦，所以什么是完全的信心
？And so what is a complete faith？
哦，就是每一天总是每一个时候总是很努力的来过着一个圣洁敬虔的生活。
And that is in every day and every minute we all live our life holy and godly.
哦，但是我们常常并没有拥有这个完全的信心。
But a lot of times we do not have this kind of faith.
啊，所以就像诗篇六十二篇第二节所说的，啊，我们的信心有时候是会动摇的。
And this is just like what is mentioned in Psalm chapter 62 verse 1, that sometimes our faith will change.
哦，所以我们应该如何来维持我们那个完全的信心。
And so, how can we maintain a complete faith?
我们来看看在什么情况之下我们的信心会动摇。
And so, let us look at and what circumstances that our faith will change.
哦，当我们的信仰在软弱低落的时候。
First, that is when we are weak in our spiritual journey.
那这个信仰软弱它会有什么表现
And there are certain manifestation that when we are weak in our faith
第一个我们会逃避信仰
And the first one is that we try to avoid
我们不喜欢聚会
We do not like to come to services
我们不喜欢做祷告
We do not like to pray
我们不喜欢跟弟兄姐妹一起团契
And we do not enjoy the fellowship among brothers and sisters
啊，我们不喜欢参与教会的圣工
And we do not want to participate in holy work
啊，这就是逃避信仰的现象
And these are some of the examples of we're trying to avoid our faith
啊，那这就是信仰软弱
And this shows that our faith was weak.
哦，那在这种情形之下呢，我们的信心常常就容易动摇。
And in these times that it is very easy for us to be shaken.
哦，信仰软弱还有一个现象。
And there's another appearance.
啊，就是在生活当中就会有过患。
And that is we will have sins in our lives.
哦，所以当生活当中总是有常常会有过患的时候。那就是在告诉我们，我们的信仰已经很低落。
And when we have transgressions in our daily life, that tells us that our faith is weak.
哦，那为什么信仰会软弱呢
？And why would that be？ 哦，
第一个可能是我们的生活很忙。
And the first one, the first cause is maybe because we have two busy lives.
有时候做圣工很忙碌，其实。这个信仰也会软弱。
And sometimes, even though we are very busy at holy work, it might lead to weakness in our faith too.
哦，所以无论是社会上的工作，或者是教会里头的工作，过分忙碌，其实是会让人信仰软弱的。
So no matter whether it is the work from our daily life or the holy work, if we are too busy with those, then it will lead us into weaknesses in faith.
我们请参考民数记十一章。
Let us look at Numbers chapter 11.
民数记十一章第十节
Numbers chapter 11 verse 10
摩西听见百姓在各家的帐篷门口哭嚎神的怒气变大发作摩西就不喜悦
Verse 10 Moses heard the people of every family wailing each at the entrance to his tent The Lord became exceedingly angry and Moses was troubled
我们十四节
Verse 14
管理这百姓的责任太重了，我独自担当不起。
I cannot carry all these people by myself. The burden is too heavy for me.
十五节
，verse 15。
你这样待我，我若在你眼前蒙恩，啊，求你立时将我杀了，不叫我啊见自己的苦情。
If this is how you are going to treat me, put me to death right now.
那摩西求死。
And Moses here, he asked for death.
一个，这个 神所重用的一个工人，他竟然会求死。
And this servant who was heavily used by God, he actually asked for death.
这是一个很没有很没有信心的一个表现。
And this seems to be an action without much faith.
那摩西为什么会陷入这种软弱里头？
And why would Moses went into this kind of weakness?
因为他说他的责任太重大。
Because he said that his burden was too heavy for him.
他的生活太忙碌了。
And his life were too busy.
他压力太大。
And he has too much pressure.
所以他的信仰就软弱了。
And therefore he was weak in his faith.
他信仰一软弱，他的信心就动摇了。
And when he became weak in his faith, then his faith was shaken.
在他有完全的信心的时候，他是要带领百姓进迦南地。
And when he has complete faith, he was the one who will lead the Israelites to go into the land of Canaan.
在信心动摇的时候，还没有到迦南地，他就先求死了。
But when his faith was low, then even though he hasn't gone to the land of Canaan, he wanted to die.
为什么我们的信仰会软弱？
And why would our faith be weakened?
有时候生活太平顺，也会让信仰软弱。
And sometimes because we have a very smooth life.
在平顺当中失去警醒。
And when our life was very smooth, we did not have awareness.
那失去警醒，生活里头就会有过患。
And we're not aware, then sometimes we may have transgressions in our lives.
那这个生活中有过患，就是信仰软弱的一个现象。
And it is one of the things that will show when we are weak in faith.
我们看大卫，他一生都是有很好的模范。
And David led a very great example throughout his life.
但是我们也知道他的生活当中有一个很大的污点。
But we also know that he made a big mistakes during his lifetime.
大卫犯罪。
That he sinned.
在什么时候犯罪？
And when did that happen?
是在他统一了全国之后。
And that was after he unified the whole country.
是在他很成功、很平顺的时候。
And it happened when he was very successful and he had a very smooth life.
将军在外头打仗，他在王宫里头享平安。
And when his the army was fighting outside, he was enjoying himself in his palace.
在这样的生活里头，他的生活当中有过患。
And under this kind of lifestyle, he commits sins.
所以在这个时候，他的信仰软弱。
And so his faith became weak during this time.
有时候整个大环境也会让我们的信仰软弱。
And sometimes the outside world will make us weak in faith.
我们请看撒母耳记上第八章。
Let us look at 1 Samuel chapter 8.
撒母耳记上第八章十九节。
First Samuel chapter 8 verse 19。
十九节，百姓竟不肯听撒母耳的话，说不然，我们定要一个王治理我们。
Verse 19, but the people refused to listen to Samuel. No, they said, we want a king over us.
这个百姓跟撒母耳要求说，他们要立一个王。
The people asked Samuel to anoint a king for them.
二十节
，verse 20，
使我们像列国一样，有王治理我们，统领我们，为我们征战。
Then we will be like all the other nations, with a king to lead us and to go out before us and fight our battles.
我们已经说过，当时的非利士人比以色列人还要强盛。
We have talked about that the Philistines were much stronger than the Israelites at that time.
这是他们所面对的大环境。
And this is the circumstances that they faced at that time.
他们觉得说，因为非利士人，他们有王来带领他们，来为他们征战。
They felt like because the Philistines has had kings to lead them and fight during the battles.
所以在这样的一个大环境里头，他们的信仰软弱了。
And under these circumstances, their faith was weak.
所以他们对神的信心就动摇了。
And their faith was shaken.
因为立王这件事情就是对神的不信。
And the fact that they asked for a king means that they did not believe in God.
因为神就是他们的王。
Because God was their king.
因为为他们征战的就是神。
The one who fight for them during their battles was God.
所以他们说要立个王，其实就是这种这个信心的动摇。
And when they asked for a king, that means their faith was shaken.
那为什么会有这样的要求？因为环境让他们信仰低落。
And the reason why they asked for this is because the circumstances have made them weak in their faith.
所以我们要留意着我们的环境。
And therefore, we need to pay attention to the circumstances we are in.
因为环境会让我们的信仰软弱。
Because it might affect our faith.
当信仰软弱，我们的信心就容易动摇。
And when our faith becomes weak, then our trust in God will be shaken.
有时候我们信仰的软弱是因为我们过分的坚持自己的意见。
And sometimes our faith is weak because we put too much emphasis on our own opinions.
我们请参考撒母耳记上二十章。
Let us look at 1 Samuel chapter 20.
撒母耳记上二十章三十二节。
1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 32.
三十二节，耶拿单对父亲扫罗说，大卫为什么该死呢？他做了什么呢？
Verse 32, why should he be put to death? What has he done? Jonathan asked his father.
这个扫罗他一定要除掉大卫。
Saul wanted to kill David.
耶拿单多次的来跟他爸爸谈这件事情，来劝他爸爸。
And Jonathan talked to his father about this many times.
这大概是最后一次。
And this probably was the last time he talked to his father about this.
他再一次的问他爸爸说，这个大卫他为什么该死？他到底做了什么不对的事情？
He asked his father again, why should David be put to death and what has he done?
但是这个扫罗他就是一直坚持他自己的这一个意见，他不肯听劝勉。
But Saul insisted on his own opinion, and he wouldn't listen to others' opinions.
我们就看到这个从起这个起初很好的一个王，他现在变成在信仰上是越来越低落。
And we can see that once he was a good king, but his faith was weaker and weaker.
在他的这个软弱当中，他的信心也大大的动摇了。
And in his weakness, his trust in God was shaken.
所以到最后呢，他不是信靠神，他是去找那个交鬼的。
And in the end, he did not trust in God, but who he asked the one who actually that is in connection with the devil.
所以我们都希望我们有这种不改变的信心。
And so we hope that we will have an unchangeable faith.
我们都希望我们的信心都像加勒他们那样，一直维持的是完全的信心。
And that we can maintain our faith just like Caleb.
那我们就必须要常常看一下我们的信仰现在是不是在低落，在软弱当中。
And to do that, we have to keep on evaluating ourselves whether our faith is weak.
就像保罗所说的，我们要省察我们自己。
And just like what Paul said, we have to keep on examining ourselves.
信仰的软弱，这也是一个我们生活当中的一个很大的问题。
And it is a great problem for us if we are weak in faith.
像早上所说的，我们要离开我们的问题。
And just like what we mentioned in the morning, if we want to leave our problems behind.
我们要赶快的来进入主耶稣里头，我们要仰望主耶稣。
Then we have to hurry up and go into Lord Jesus and to entrust Him.
求主耶稣加添我们的信心。
And ask Him to help us in our faith.
我们请看哥林多后书第五章。
Let us look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章第七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7.
第七节，因为我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
We live by faith, not by sight.
这一节经节在这一段里头，主要是在谈到说， 我们对将来天国的应许 的那一种信心。
And in this paragraph, it talks about the trust we have in the promises of the heavenly kingdom.
哦，那是我们现在肉眼所看不见的。
And this is something we cannot see by our own eyes.
哦，所以对天国的应许，我们是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
And therefore, we have to have faith, and not by our sight.
哦，那我们也把 这个经节应用在我们的信仰生活里头。
And we also have to apply this verse in our spiritual life.
哦，我们也求主耶稣帮助我们，在面对很多的事情的时候，我们让我们能够凭着信心，不是只看只注重于所看到的表面。
And we also need to ask Lord Jesus to help us so that we can live by faith and not by sight.
这样子我们才能够继续不断的来维持着我们那完全的信心。
And in this way, it will help us to maintain an unchangeable faith.
哦，那刚才我们也提过，有很多的原因会让我们信仰软弱。
And we have mentioned so many reasons that will lead us to into a weaknesses in our faith.
哦，所以这个也都是很明显的，我们自己看得到，别人看得到。
And those are things that we can see ourselves and people can see too.
好，那一个人在信仰软弱当中，直接影响到的就是会让他的信心动摇。
And when we are weak, then we will have very low in faith.
那所以，既然是容易看见的，也就是让我们需要互相的来带导，互相的来拉一把。
And since the reasons are very noticeable, then we should encourage each other and help each other.
啊，因为我们需要一直维持的这个完全的信心。
Because we have to maintain a complete faith.
哦，因为能够让我们胜过世界的是我们的信心。
So that what will help us to surpass the world is our faith.
哦，不是那种动摇的信心，是那种完全的信心。
And not the faith that is easily shaken, but a complete one.
啊，所以我们互相代祷，互相帮助。
So let us all help each other and pray for each other.
啊，加上主耶稣的应许，我们一定能够常常拥有一个不变的信心。
And also with the mercy of God, we should be able to have a complete and unchangeable faith.
啊，这一种不变的信心，并不是那种迷信。
And our unchangeable faith should not be superstitious.
唱诗379首。
Let us sing hymn 379.